The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Conference One update. I am Jacob Brothers stepping in for Norris. And Dane, we got some Valorant to talk about. So how about you let us know what happened?
Okay, so today was actually a crazy week. This week, I suppose, was a crazy week. Half of week 7, the rest of week 8. A lot of teams competing for the relative crowns of their region. A lot of undefeated teams playing against each other. So to start, this is in week 7 here. We had Miami play against RU Shorty Kings. And they're both undefeated, and this is East Group 2. So the winner of this is pretty much the king of East Group 2. Well, Miami is in here competing to be a top 5 team in the country, so they don't want to lose. And the Shorty Kings, you know, don't want to lose either. Everybody wants to be number one, right?
I feel like undefeated teams like being undefeated.
Yeah, you want to hold that crown. This one was close. This one was really, really close. Game one on Icebox went handily to Miami. Keep in mind also here the whole time, this is not being streamed on Conference One. I had to go find this. This was being streamed on Miami player Psycho's Twitch page. So the whole thing is from a first-person perspective, so I can't really comment too much on RU strategies and stuff like that because I didn't get to see them except
on everyone's favorite map.
Yeah, everybody loves Icebox, of course. Miami does. Miami said Icebox, I think, is their favorite map, so that's a weird fun fact. But everything I saw was from, obviously, Psycho's perspective. Psycho, very good player, by the way. He plays Reyna all 3 games, which, bold. Only really good if you're really cracked, which good for Miami. Psycho is. Very good player. I think in the last game, which, by the way, went to 19-17, crazy amount of Valorant being played. He had like 40 kills, which is 10 more than the next closest player. Yeah, he went in. Soft carry, maybe. I wouldn't call it a hard carry, but a soft carry. Eventually, Miami ends up taking that. They claim themselves number one, East Group, Region 2. Let me ask you a question here. If you, on everybody's power rankings, are a top 5 team on average, play against a top 10 at most team, and it goes to Game 3, down to the wire, within, like, what, 10-ish games of overtime, do you think that maybe knocks you down a peg as the top 5 team, maybe overhyped, or do you think maybe that other team was a lot better than people are giving it credit for?
It's definitely both, because if you are better than everyone, you need to blow them out. You don't play games when it comes to ranking. So if you're playing a lower team, you win, period. You don't BQ. But if you're a lower team and you go that far in, that only makes you look better. So both is definitely the answer to that question.
Both. And only time will tell, really, I guess, to see who's really true to their predicted standings once we get out of this is round one, and then round two, they're going to play each other again. And then round three, they're going to play finally other people in the relative region, and we'll be able to see. Moving on here to game two, we had Rutgers versus PSU. And last week, I claimed East Group 1 as the Rutgers League.
Ooh.
And I was right. I'm always right. That's another fun fact. I was right. Rutgers ends up taking Penn State 2-0. The first game was really close. That one also went to overtime. Second game, not as close. Even though it was kind of close, you could kind of tell Rutgers was the better team. The scoreboard was like 14-12 at the end, but the kill death ratios were so heavily in Rutgers' favor. I don't think anybody at the end of the game was below at least even. And on Penn State's side, only one person even broke even. Even though it was close in the first game, wasn't as close in the second game. And they would have Rutgers would have these flashes of brilliance where they would pull off an incredible pinch, or they would manage their time perfectly, or they would get flanks that nobody saw coming. And that's how you could tell, they're really good, right? As you would expect.
But none of that applies to their pistol round, right?
Yeah, they got holes in their gameplay. They didn't win a pistol round. Not ideal, and could come
back. That seems like a significant bullet point to put on the whiteboard.
Definitely. But it didn't seem to affect him, because what I really want to talk about here in the post-game interview, there was a bit of tea being spilt by Rutgers captain, Best Student. This is where I would ask editor to roll clip. But in the event that can't happen, fear not, audience, for I
put on the spectacles
have transcribed it for you. I don't use glasses. That hurts my eyes. So interviewer Beanies asks player, he says, how are you feeling coming in? What did you do to prepare for Penn State? To which Best Student replies, "We didn't really prepare for Penn State. We saw some of their VODs and I was like, wow, these guys actually aren't that good. Why are they talking so much crap on Twitter?"
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we need to see more in esports.
Yeah. He goes on to say, "Map 1, we trolled. Map 2, we trolled too. But it's like really fun to win when you're trolling." So he wasn't even taking them seriously, is what he says.
He did the polar opposite of what we just said a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This was like the other undefeated team in the league. They weren't even taking him seriously. They watched the VODs, says they weren't even that good. Now, this could be him just being like, we weren't even trying. We barely won. We weren't even trying. But I don't know. He could be talking genuinely here. He says, "I just don't think the majority of the East Coast teams are that good, to be frank with you. To be undefeated in the East, you could get three Immortal players and two Diamonds to do that. And that's what Penn State was to us."
Wow.
This guy's having to talk. After that, he proceeds to rip apart Penn State's entire strategy, just tears it apart, points out all the flaws in it. He says that they had like counter plans, but they didn't even have to because Penn State's execution was so poor. He says they didn't even break our plan zero to get to our plan A.
Oh my gosh.
This man is
oozing
confidence. Yeah, that is brutal. Straight savage. So Caster Jag asks him, "Are there any teams, like with that in mind, are there any teams in the East Coast who stands up to you?" He says, is OSU on the East team? They're not. They're Central. He says, "Well, OSU is good." He says, "UHP is good, and I think UCI, UCPP, and SJSU are also good." Those are all West Coast teams, which, to be fair, that's the killer division, is the West Coast division. He says, "Other than that, I don't think anyone in the East is really that good. After watching streams and VODs, I don't think there's any good teams besides us in the East Coast."
Cakewalk to the finals.
That's what he thinks. You know who's not on that list that he just named? Miami. Miami, he just went undefeated. They're not on, he's not afraid. Not afraid of Miami. He's in the top five. Miami's not on that. You know who else isn't on that list? TAMU Maroon, who just, in their round, steamrolled the DPU Blue Demons, their other undefeated team in their region, to win the crown of, what was it, Central Group 1? They're not worried about them either.
So do you think they're just feeling themselves a little too much, or do you think there's some validity to it being their world?
Okay, so last season, they were runners-up, right? They barely lost to OSU, who I think everybody is really afraid of. I think everybody thinks is probably the king right now. So that, I mean, that's validity right there. And like based off of what I saw, they are like good. But will the confidence come back to bite them?
Right.
I don't know.
You have to wonder. So wrapping up, what else happened this week?
Well, you had WGA beat the Cal Golden Bears. That makes it a three-way tie for first with SJSU, who everybody also seems to think is the king right now. Like, I think the big battle is going to be SJSU versus OSU. SJSU does have a loss. Like, they're all 5-1 for first place, but that's just they forfeited against Cal. So who's the real king of the West right now? We won't know until next split, which starts in 2 weeks, I believe. I believe we have two more weeks left at this split. Which is bad news for the Coyotes, who dropped to Cal Poly Panoma, also in the West Division. That puts the Coyotes at 2-4, which means they're second to last, which means they're up for elimination, and they play WGA next week, so it's not looking good if you're a Coyotes fan. Cal Poly Panoma B has a chance now. They're tied for third, which means they're going to have to win their next two if they want to make it out. But
so there's drama? There's tea, there's ties, there's the East Coast that's better by one team, there's disrespect.
So
Conference
much.
One has it all.
What more do you want from a collegiate league? I don't know.
Right. So, Dane, thank you for reporting on Conference One. And
thank you.
There will be some more next week.
All right. Tune in next week.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esport program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.